Gwen Graham, an in-house attorney for the Leon County School District, is the daughter of former Florida Governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham, and she hasn't been shy about exploiting the family ties, with ads like this one featuring her father airing across Florida's 2nd Congressional District.
A Graham workday is a full day of hard work with Floridians. I've worked in all kinds of jobs that put me in direct contact with real people who are affected by what you do.
During her campaign, Graham has also assumed her father's habit of workdays, doing the jobs of people who she hopes one day will become her constituents. 8 members of the Graham family were out in force at Second Harvest of the Big Bend, helping to sort incoming food donations.
This is my 13th workday. Dad's a little bit ahead of me. This is his 409th. But I will continue to do workdays throughout this campaign, and then once elected, I will continue to do workdays.
Bob Graham says he couldn't be prouder of his daughter's efforts. The workdays have also been picked up by other politicians, notably Governor Rick Scott. But the man who holds the job Gwen Graham wants, Congressman Steve Sutherland, is not impressed with the tactic.
Mrs. Graham is much higher on who her father is than her ideas to solve the problems that Florida's 2nd Congressional District face, because she has yet to state where she disagrees with President Barack Obama. His vision of America is not embraced by Florida, too.
Graham isn't the only politician making note of her family ties. Georgia has 2 races where relatives are running for seats previously occupied by family members. And the tradition of running on the family name goes all the way up to Washington. Do the names Clinton, Bush, or Kennedy sound familiar? But some people believe families in politics aren't a good thing. And former Florida State Senator Al Lawson, who challenged Congressman Steve Sutherland in 2012 and lost, agrees.
Well, I think in the past that would have been, wouldn't have been an issue. But now, because there's so many people who are reluctant to get involved in politics, mm-hmm. you find now that a lot of it run in families, and families support other people, mm-hmm. and so forth and so on. So I think you're going to see a lot more of that, because they kids sometimes grow up in that environment.
Lawson believes that could lead to narrower choices for voters in the future. Lawson had been considering a rematch against Sutherland this year, but declined, partly, he says, because of still paying off campaign debts. And
the other side, the Graham people really didn't want me in the race because they didn't want to race me in a primary. It would have been very difficult for them to come out of primary if I was in the race.
Outside dollars for the race have also poured in, with the National Democratic Party and Republican parties dumping money into it to support their respective candidates. So far, Graham has outraised Sutherland by more than $160,000, with both candidates fundraising figures at more than $1 million each. Sutherland is unfazed.
I think that the key for us is to really give a vision of what we represent and what our goals are going forward.
The Sutherland campaign is gearing up to fight back, with the congressman himself heading back to Florida to start campaigning in force.
I think that this is going to be a hard-fought race, but one I think in the end we will be successful, and I'm looking forward to it.
Interest in the race is growing. Last month, the political magazine Roll Call upgraded the matchup from leans Republican to toss-up. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.